Well, we know them. It's the first time, obviously, their team, but, we're quite aware of their personnel and their structure. We're well prepared for it.
Was the most disappointing aspect, Trevor, that you seem to be in control, like you're up by 12, sort of midway through that third quarter, and let it slip?
Yeah, big time. Our team still has to find, as a new team, find our identity. I thought we had an opportunity to put the game away in the third quarter, but we weren't tough enough and we didn't play hard enough. In that first 3 minutes, they started hitting some shots and we didn't respond at all. And they got their tails up and we kind of thought, oh yeah, we've got enough buffer. But our work ethic didn't match from the first half to the second half. And I think we got 4 rebounds for the total in the quarter. It was, one team was giving us a clinic out there. Yeah, look, he was his work rate was fantastic for the whole game. I thought Jesse was battling hard too. I think those are the two pretty easy our best players, and the rest were pretty disappointing.
What was it like coming back?
Hey, Tiki, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
What was it like coming back to Brisbane, mate? And what did you feel that atmosphere tonight was? Something like
the,
they've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Win some games, but did you feel it tonight out there?
Yeah, it's Bullets have got a soft spot. That's where I started my NBL career. Curly gave me my first coaching job, and he was over there doing the microphone. Steve McLeod, the old assistant coach, came to shoot around today, and then I seen Leroy on baseline there. So there's a lot of fond memories of basketball. So happy that it's back here in Brisbane. But, we didn't really want to give him a gift plate tonight like we did.